Welcome to The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. I know the nonstop activity of a home with teenagers. There's always something to do, somewhere to be, or someone dropping by unexpectedly. We live in a time when the message of the day is to have your teens busy and involved. I think we've all gotten the message, and may I add that I do agree with the thought behind it. Young people need to be occupied. They need to schedule their activities to keep up with themselves and oftentimes their passions and the things that make them feel good about themselves, like choir, bands, sports, or youth groups, are what fill most of their time. And all of these things are important. I just don't want us to sacrifice our relationships in order to fill every moment with activity. We parents are extremely busy as well. It's easy to become lazy in our relationship with our children. Unless we're deliberate and thoughtful about ways to stay connected with our teens, we simply won't. I've literally watched hundreds of families go through a time where they felt as though they hardly knew their teens. The sad fact is they didn't. They'd become complacent and succumb to society's pressure to allow their teens to be involved in everything and allow their child's social life to steal their own interaction with them. That is not what God has called us to. He has not called us to have fragmented families who coexist and whose only communication is arguments over who forgot to do the dishes or take out the trash. He's called us to love one another and to raise these young people to make a kingdom impact. Some suggestions? We cannot rely on the in-season ways of communicating. Our teens are completely consumed with their phones. In a recent study, teens were found to spend 9 hours a day on social media or technology, and 41% of them say that they're addicted. Number two, you can't squeeze people in. How many of us have had something planned with our family and that would allow us to spend simple making eye contact time with each of our kids? Yet, out of guilt, we invite other people, other friends and family to attend. Feeling as though you could kill two birds with one stone and you needed time with the friends and other family as well, it doesn't work. Your attention will be divided and your teen will be the one neglected. Number three, eat dinner together. You have to schedule it. It will not happen unplanned. Jesus spent time face to face with 12 men. It is the inflection in one's voice, the twinkle in an eye, and the quivering of a hand or a hug, and a grin that add life and value to relationships. Do not become weary in the fight for relationship. In the end, it won't be the text message or the Facebook pictures you'll cherish. It will be the sweet memories of lingering. This is The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at thehopechoice.com.